This is On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harrison for Celeste Headlee. Most sports are all about teamwork, but underwater hockey takes collaboration to new heights, or depths, I should say, since all the action in underwater hockey is at the bottom of a pool. And because players can't hold their breaths very long, hogging the puck isn't really an option. GPB's Emily Cureton takes a little dip with Atlanta's underwater hockey club, the Swordfish. She brought back this audio postcard from a recent practice.
I'm getting my gear out of my bag. I'm Gia Richardson. We have fins, which will help you swim fast underwater. Scuba mask, snorkel. Have sticks, little short sticks that we use to move the puck around.
So the puck is made of lead. It weighs about 3 pounds, so it'll stay on the bottom the whole time. Andre Savu. I'm from Canada. The players start at opposite ends of the pool, and so they kind of race the middle to the puck on the bottom. Yep. The pool is pretty much 6 feet, 7 inches all across, and then the idea is you get the puck in, you try to push it all the way to the other opponent's goal. We say sticks up, go, and then we start playing.
All right. Sticks up!
Everything that you did led us to score that goal, okay? Yeah. Good push.
My name is Ege Akin. I'm in the American national team for this sport. Your breath is the most important thing there is, because you can't play unless you're down there, right? And like, working out for the sport is more about like getting your lungs ready rather than getting like, you know, fit and cut. And like, you see me, like, you know, I don't have any like six packs or like, you know, like biceps or anything, but my lungs inside, they have like 12 packs, you know.
Monica Rojas Peña. It's weird, but once you're playing, it's really fun. It's like kind of like soccer, the same tactics underwater. Yeah, this team is special. We are like an international team. Some of us came from Georgia Tech, so I came here to do my grad school. I'm from Colombia, from South America. So yeah, and there's people from China, people from Turkish. My husband is from Romania and Canada. Yeah, there's people from everywhere.
My name is Brett Solomano. I used to do free diving back in Australia, and this was the best equivalent for me. It's a nice meditation with a bit of cardio and just, you know, working the whole body, because you're pretty, got to be pretty dynamic under the water. Yeah.
Don't just use your arm, but instead turn your whole body, right? And that way, that's what she did, and that's why she was able to take it.
This sport was made so that free divers could, you know, work out some way. So they had to like make up this weird thing.
They are like underwater. What?
Here I have a reason to swim, I have a reason to hold my breath. And then you don't even notice that you're pushing yourself beyond limits that you think you have, but really you can push yourself past.
Those are members of the Swordfish Underwater Hockey Club in Atlanta. Their practices are open to players of all levels, and you can see pictures and find more information at gpbnews.org. That piece was produced by GPB's Emily Cureton.